This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I give you the run on and give you the voter's guide, the 2020 Democrat voter's guide for president, we're going to hang loose. We're going to get to know these candidates personal and up front. I'm sorry. I'll just say it ahead of time. I'm sorry. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I love that, you know, I grab some of my conversations off of Facebook, and not mine. I grab what other people are saying sometimes because they're so asinine, I can't even make it up. If I was a writer for a show, for a sitcom, I couldn't make up some of the stupid stuff. My mind just won't go there. You know, you ever watch these late night television sell-a-thons, you know, where they're selling, you know, like the clapper? Remember that thing? Anyhow, and that, I hear that's making a comeback, which I don't really get because you shut everything off with your smartphone, and most of you would have been with the darn thing anyhow. So, my wife and I lay there sometimes, and we watch this stuff on TV and go, I just can't get that dumb. I could never get so stupid to sit there and think about some of these things, you know, that they try to sell you at night. And I won't say them. The reason I'm holding back on specifically mentioning, because some of you might have bought these things, and I don't want you to feel bad about it, or make fun of me, for that matter. But I see some of the stuff for this. All right, look at the adjustable glasses. Really? I mean, seriously, the miracle glasses. I don't get that one. Because you can sit there and turn two screws so you focus them in on what you're looking at. Wouldn't that look really chic at the restaurant with your new girlfriend when you're trying to read the menu? Anyway, so as I'm looking through some of these, somebody was beaten up on Trump again. How much he hates women. He doesn't do anything for women. He's not, you know, the feminists have to, and this was one of those feminist pages. We have to resist him because of the way he treats women. You know, apparently we've forgotten about Weinstein. We have forgotten about, Uncle Joe, you know, now who's coming back to the service. The left is just tearing him up. But there's a couple of things I like to throw out there. See, I have these little tidbits of information lying around. So whenever I see one of those on Facebook, because I'm an instigator, you know what that is. You've all got an instigator somewhere in the family, right? So I'm an instigator. So I love throwing these things up there for them to mull over in their own feeble little minds. Female unemployment is at the lowest rate it's been in 65 years. That President Trump, he's got it in for females, I could tell. Trump's SBA lent over $500 million more to women-owned businesses in 2017 than Obama's did. Remember the guy that was for women? He's all for equality for everybody? Yeah, in 2016. Now, that means one of two things. Some of you, and one guy, I would have loved to attack him. He said, well, that's because, more women are out of work and they're applying for loans to start their businesses. Well, isn't it grand that more women feel solid enough to be able to step out and start their own businesses in 2017. Don't you think that's cool? And don't you think it's cool that Mr. Trump or President Trump made opportunities, made a way for these people to be able to, these women to be able to step up and file for and get those loans that they wanted? And then Trump launched the Women's Entrepreneurial Finance Initiative to promote male businesses. No, to promote female entrepreneurs. Of all colors, by the way, in case you were confused. So, what exactly are feminists resisting? I'm just not the smartest man in the room. I'm just trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you spent with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I mean, one of these, I love going over this stuff that they've called out in the past, and it just hasn't happened. Okay, as of today, unless somebody else has jumped into the ring, officially running for Democrat president. Now, these guys you don't hear much about. I don't know if it's because they don't have enough money to get the message out. I don't know what it is. But John Delaney, who's a former congressman from Maryland, he started two publicly listed lending companies before running for office in 2012. Right? First generation in his family to go to college. He stresses his electrician father's union membership on the campaign trail. Why? What's the union membership got to do with your dad who's an electrician who made enough money to send you to school? Because I know union electricians, non-union electricians, union plumbers, non-union plumbers that are making decent money. They live well. Both jobs are safe. Let's see. I don't want to go through who's giving them money, all that. We're just going to hit them one by one to see if you know some of these people. Andrew Yang was a former tech entrepreneur who started a nonprofit to promote startups. Yang entered the race on November 6, 2018. Wait a minute. So he entered the race on the day of the election? How much did he have to drink? He's sitting around going, no, this ain't turning out right. I'm going to run. That's right. Quick, give me my machine. I got to get on Twitter. He's worried about job-stealing robots and willing to give each individual human being on the planet, no, he's willing to give $1,000 monthly to each American over 18 so they can actually pay their bills that robots will be stealing from them or stealing money from them. Julian Castro grew up poor in San Antonio neighborhood. His twin brother, Joaquin, went on to earn an Ivy League degree. He's thrown his hat in the ring. You want to know more? Kamala Harris. Sweet Jesus. I'm going to take a breath. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Come on, anybody out there can do the swim? We are back. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Live from a sandy beach. Somewhere in the middle of nowhere. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, we're in a dark, dingy cave. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's the whole idea. No, really. So, I get back to my 2020. We got to break it up a little bit, right? God bless. Stop doing this to me, will you? Bill Maher, apparently he decided to blast a bunch of fragile millennials who need trigger warnings. I don't almost ever agree with this guy. Once in a while, when he comes off with this stuff, and some of the more liberal comedians have about had it. You guys, you lose the comedians, you start losing that level of people on the liberal side, you're screwed. Liberal comedian Bill Maher blasted fragile millennials who wanted trigger warnings and safe spaces on his HBO show on Friday. He also took on students at Harvard University for protesting the fact that one of the school's professors agreed to legally represent Harvey Weinstein. You know, that's the other thing, too. You see it on the right, but you don't see it on the right. So, being a conservative, Christian on the right, I believe that anybody who's committed a crime deserves representation. Okay? And as a defense attorney, you agree to the oath you take, you would have to defend Charlie Manson. It's just the way it goes. Everybody's entitled to a fair trial. This is what I keep telling my friends on the right. You cannot complain. You know, you want to throw the left in jail just for something they say. Well, what about due process? Whether they give it to us or not, shouldn't we take the high road? Yeah, we don't want to kick them in the knee when they take the low road, right? We want to take the high road for real. And so somebody's going to send me an email. You talk about taking the high road, but then you talk about guerrilla warfare. Big difference. What I'm saying is you fight this stuff, you fight the guerrilla warfare with guerrilla warfare, and that's what they're playing. They are playing to win. The Democrats, being a Democrat is being part of a religious order, and they're going to fight for their religious order. They're going to fight for what they believe to be truth. We don't do that. Being a Republican is just a club I belong to. That's it. I can leave that club anytime I want to. I'm not going to die for that club. And I'm not gonna jump on a sword for stupid stuff that they do. Anyway, Bill Maher goes on to say, they're not all fragile, referring to millennials, but in general they're fragile. The HBO host went on to say that he was talking about people who need cry rooms and trigger warnings and safe spaces. It's not the first time that Maher sounded off on topics like this. Right? Remember he railed against the cultural appropriation? It's just being made up for attention. I agree with him. On his show Friday, Maher also took aim at Harvard University students who recently protested Harvard professional Ronald Sullivan Jr., who's representing Harvey Weinstein, who faces charges for rape. Now look, again, you deserve representation. How good of a job you do? Well, whatever. But anyway, you deserve honest representation. That's the way our founding fathers set it up. It works. It's honest, it's fair, it's good, it's the way it should be. He said, these are Harvard students who don't understand that everybody gets a lawyer in this country. Yeah, no, they're for socialism. What's the big whoop, right? He said, Buttigieg, whatever that is, that suggested that students were protesting because they see it as a toleration of sexual harassment. No, it's actually following the true Constitution. That's what it is. It's not backing up sexual assault or sexual harassment. It's not backing up rape. No more than me telling my daughter to be careful when she goes to a party and goes into the bar that nobody slips something in her drink. I know some of you on the left hate when I love triggering you because you're so easy. But I mean, seriously speaking, me telling my daughter to be careful doesn't mean I'm buying in that it's okay for her to be raped. What it means is I'm asking her to protect herself. No different. Listen, you want to be honest about it? Want to be really stupid, silly, honest? Honey, put on a seatbelt when you drive. Ooh. Just want to make sure she's safe. It's really that simple, isn't it? Kamala Harris is also running for president in 2020 for the Democrats. Now, what's funny is she touts herself. She gives you the illusion that she's African-American or she's black when she talks, and that's the way she comes off. But she's the child of a Jamaican and Indian immigrants. Nowhere near black. Sorry. Is she a woman of color? Yeah, sure, you get away with that. But is that what we want? Do we want women of color, men of color? Women and men of different sexual orientations or do we want the best American for the job? I'm curious. Like I said, I'm not the smartest person in the room. Right? She was a prosecutor in Oakland, California, the San Francisco District Attorney, and finally California's Attorney General, where we were totally, if you're on the right, totally ashamed of this woman. You can't become any more of a partisan hack than she is. It is not the American policies. It is not constitutional policies. It is Democrat policies that keeps her rolling forward. And then we got our favorite. Mr. Cory Booker. That's right, Cory. You know what? I don't even know what he... It's just like... you know that... What is it? That... Jack... you know, I'm here, all work, all play, makes Jack a dull boy. What was that movie?
Shining.
There you go, Shining. Cory Booker, whenever he sticks up the mic and he sticks his head forward to start to talk, that's the vision I get. Right? Him, Jack sticking his head through the door. Booker is a former Newark, New Jersey mayor, launched his campaign with an appeal to America's common purpose. You know what? When he was the Newark, New Jersey mayor, the city was in a shambles. So let's give them the whole country to do that with. You know, they do that everywhere anyway. Tulsi Gabbard, she's the first Hindu member of Congress. She's the Hawaiian representative, controversially met with Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad and sided with Russian president. Ooh, she's never going to make it. She sided with President Vladimir Putin against Obama on the U.S. intervention in Syria, strongly opposed the two regime change wars after her experience fighting in Iraq. She said, yeah, and she spoke about fighting radical Islam. One-time Hawaiian state representative, she supported Bernie Sanders, which immediately puts her out for me. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see the real side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden accused of inappropriate kissing and touching
by two women, one of them former Nevada politician Lucy Flores, who's also a Democrat, saying she felt uncomfortable 5 years ago when he allegedly kissed the back of her head, smelled her hair, and put his hands on her shoulders. Biden, in a written statement, says he doesn't remember it this way. On Capitol Hill, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying the accusations against Biden don't disqualify him from running for president. Biden has yet to come forward to say he's even running in 2020. President Trump at the White House talking about the First Step Act, a bipartisan overhaul of the criminal justice system.
Nonviolent prisoners will have opportunities to participate in vocational training, education, and drug treatment programs. When they get out of prison, they will be ready to get a job.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Stop in California. No, not in. At. Don't go past the line. If you go past the line, don't call me. Just don't. You're on your own. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. If you do go to the website, a couple things going on up there. One is buy my coffee mug. That's right. I mean, come on. Coffee tastes better in it. Can't find mine now. But anyway, coffee tastes better in it. And not only that, you help the show, supports the show. Same thing with the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to hate, taught to be afraid of, when you're going to find out they're nothing but labels. And on top of it, they're labels that the left has given to a guy like me because they don't like me. It really is that simple. They just don't like me. Anyhow, let's have some fun with this. Who are we going to... Oh, he's going to have to join me later. I think he's sleeping. Mark Anthony was going to join me to talk about some experiences he was having. And apparently he didn't make it. But that's okay. No, I don't mean like he didn't make it, something happened to him. I mean, you know, he's on the West Coast, East Coast. Probably passed out by now. At his age, you go to sleep about 8 or 9. You can tell him I said so. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the 2020 candidates. Excuse me, let me rephrase. Democrat candidates for president, which is kind of interesting because some of these people, they don't have the depth of knowledge to do it. I was kind of impressed with Tulsi Gabbard when she spoke a couple of times, and some of it on border security and how important it was to have it. She's thrown her hat, helmet, whatever, in the ring. Then you have Poca Warren, Elizabeth Warren. Right? We knew that was coming. And don't think that she won't get strong support, because she will. Until they see her numbers drop like a lead balloon, she will. Amy Klobuchar, the former corporate lawyer who was the first woman to be elected as Minnesota senator, She's established a reputation as a matter-of-fact centrist, tackling kitchen table issues like drug pricing or unflappable questioning of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Earned her kudos from the father-left Democrats. She held a rally in a blizzard on February 10th. Right? She wanted to highlight her grit. I'm sorry, but maybe her ignorance. I mean, people coming to see her, maybe they didn't have as much grit as her. Maybe they died frozen. She had a lot of friends and family show up to cheer. And then there's the Bernie. Bernie himself, a Brooklyn-born, self-described Democrat socialist. Sanders was elected mayor of Burlington, Vermont in 81. You know, do you know what the kind of landslide he went by? You know how popular he was? Come on, take a guess. How many? Three. He won by three votes. Landslide Sanders. Just amazing. And he's got money coming in from all over the place. I didn't do the other ones. I won't do him, too. Then there's Jay Inslee, the Washington State Governor and veteran Congress member who threw his hat in the ring on March 1st. Right? He's going to run on environmental protection and stopping climate change. You know, I'm telling you, if I was Trump, I would just simply put a big group of scientists in a room. Turn on the cameras and start pounding them with questions. Let's find out for real what they're willing to put their self on the line for. You know, I've always been curious about that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always some good stories going on. Let me see. What do we got? I still love the Constitutional Amendment. Let's see. Is this her actually speaking? Because this would be really cool. If we can actually get her discussing her stupidity. I'm sorry. Discussing the situation. I think that would be really, really, really cool. Let me see.
When our party was boldest, the time of the New Deal, the Great Society, the Civil Rights Act, and so on, we had and carried supermajorities in the House, in the Senate. We carried the presidency. They had to amend the Constitution of the United States to make sure Roosevelt did not get reelected. And
God bless. Here's the part that bothers me. Most of the people in there nod their heads. Oh, yeah, you're quite right. Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. We're so screwed.
There were so many extraordinary things that were happening in that time that
like?
Were uniting working people.
Like? Oh, never mind. I'm really out of it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. She is just such a pleasure. Is she not? You got to love her. The gift, as I say, the gift that keeps on giving. And part of the reason I say that is, look, give me a statement that she made that has been 100% true. Same person that keeps calling the president a liar. Right? Wouldn't that be really cool? And I don't know if you know, but NBC Ocasio-Cortez Town Hall lost to Fox News. Tucker Carlson kicked their butts over the weekend, which is just wonderful, don't you think? I mean, people want to hear, whether they agree with you or not, people want to hear the truth. They want to hear where you stand. They want to hear what you're selling. Now, if you really can't stand Fox News because you think they do nothing but lie, then you take their story and you just turn it on its ear. That's all. Not that hard. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always good to have you tuned in. Gotta love this. Think about this.
Berkeley's law school dean, not law school professor, not the prep professor,
right? The dean of the Berkeley Law School said that Trump's free speech executive order is unconstitutional. So apparently forcing people to buy health care, forcing them or else, is legal. But enforcing the First Amendment is illegal. God, let that sit. I'll come back to you in a minute. In light of President Donald Trump's executive order on free speech, Erwin Chemerinsky, Dean of Berkeley Law School, and Howard Gilman, Chancellor of the University of California, penned an op-ed which they said the state that the executive order does not help protect free speech on college campuses. Really? Seriously? So signing an order that says you have to make a way for, you have to make them, you have to allow them to exercise their free speech was unconstitutional. The order is so vague and ambiguous it makes compliance by colleagues and universities extremely difficult, and it's almost certainly unconstitutional. Almost certainly. It's almost. The dean of the law school doesn't know. Just amazing. Now, the executive order that President Trump signed, like many higher education institutions across the country, the University of California is ground zero for robust exchanges of ideas. I remember growing up as a kid in the 60s, the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, I always heard that you'd have fun in college. It was a time of exchanging ideas, seeing how other people think, seeing how other people flow. Now, apparently, that's not so good. In a statement to the local news source, Chemerinsky said that Berkeley's policies are open to all ideas and views. The campus has no discriminatory policies, whether students and faculty are open to all politics, parties, in a different question. He went on to point out that Trump is the first to issue such an order. I don't think a president executive order is needed in this area. Doesn't matter what you think. He's president. So the more and more you look at this, the more and more you look at what these schools are doing, the more and more you look at what they're trying to get away with, you realize it's not freedom or anything they want. They want total dictatorial control. And you know that's true. So, anyhow, let me see. What other good ones we got here that have lined up? Would Martin Luther King Jr. have supported Trump's free speech executive order? Well, his niece thinks he would. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Come on, you love the horns as much as I do. Don't do that stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And in the chat, see, I could move the mic and then I wouldn't have to eat the table. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air. And in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and being engaged, being involved. Right? And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. The let's see if Cody was really paying attention. I never finished the story about MLK, did I?
No,
I
got a little bit
though. I got
maybe five lines in.
Five lines in? That's not enough. That's a tease. It's like giving somebody a half a pancake. You know, it just doesn't fit. So, question is, would MLK have supported Trump's free speech executive order? Right? Dr. Alveda King thinks yes. And, you know, what's funny thing about it is that I've had her on the show a couple times. I always love the comments I get from the trolls on the left who want to tell me that, you know, she's an Auntie Tom. Why? Because she doesn't agree with you? I mean, there's a lot of black people. There's a lot of, you know, I've got a lot of black conservative friends who I never hear them calling. You know, people on the black people on the left, any names really. I mean, not that we always take the high ground, not that we're so much holier than thou. That's not what I mean. But if you really look at how many times the right does things that they're accused of, it's almost never compared to what the left do. When you think about the violence that takes place, who hits who more often? It's like 9-1 left to right. Just a couple days after Donald Trump signed an executive order to withhold federal research funding from colleges and universities, especially ones that don't protect free speech, Dr. King, or Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, praised the move as one that his uncle would endorse. Now think about something. Would MLK not want, wouldn't he want to be able to openly and freely speak on campus? Can you imagine, I want you to think about some of the things that are being done today, right? Can you imagine today what would happen? What would Twitter and Facebook and others do to Martin Luther King with his free speech pushing conservative principles? What do you think they would have done? I think they would have banned him. I don't think he would have been allowed to put stuff up there. And I think whatever he did post would have been a hard press to get out to everybody else. Now, the order could potentially jeopardize up to $40 billion in annual federal research for both public and private colleges, which is great because this is all these people understand is money. The same ones railing against the rich people are the same ones who want all the money they can get from the government. Isn't that cool? And confusing? If they want our dollars and we give it to them by the billions, they've got to allow people like Hayden Williams and many other young people and old people to speak. If they don't want it, if they won't, then it'll be very costly for them. The president was referring to Leadership Institute field representative Hayden Williams, an employee of Campus Reform's parent organization. He was one that was punched in the face at the University of California, Berkeley in February. He was actually at CPAC, and President Trump gave a big warm welcome and thanked him for sticking up for the freedom of speech. In an op-ed published by the New York Daily News, King praised the president's executive order. She said, "My uncle knew that above all, words are man's greatest weapon in the fight against injustice." And she's right, he did. He spoke about it often. She said, "Sadly, however, in recent years, we've seen our college campuses devolve into zones where contrary opinions have been labeled hate speech. The violent far-left riots have been excused as noble efforts of aggravated students to defend themselves." I mean, again, put this back then. What would have happened? What would have happened in the days of MLK with this stuff? King added that her uncle's vision of the promised land included the very rights protected under the First Amendment for the Constitution. The country that doesn't protect these basic rights can never enjoy true freedom. I'm proud that President Trump represents these values and took action to defend them. Well, you know what? I am too. And I don't say that flippantly or because everybody else is. But of course we do. Of course we appreciate the what he did. And matter of fact, let's go to MLK. I appreciate what he did. I appreciate the beating that he took to help his people find freedom. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, these college campus stories are always interesting. Because a lot of times, in and of themselves and on their own, these young people, kids, whatever you want to call them, they can't do anything on their own. And I only mean that because they don't have the power, they don't have the juice, if you would, to make it happen. And that's why it's important that people help them. And if people aren't going to help them, then yeah, the president should step in. The president should help make it better, easier, faster. Right? Come on, ain't that hard. You know, something terrible happened But it's funny because I just asked somebody this question. I'm not an Uber or Lyft person.
Police are still investigating the motive, but this is very sad.
I'm not investigating your motive. This, what is it, Uber, Lyft, is there any other ones? Uber and Lyft, right? Pretty much it, the biggies, yeah. So you got Uber or Lyft, it's kind of like a new age, new day taxi cab service, for lack of a better term, right? Some of you may not know who they are or what they are. I can't imagine you wouldn't know. University of Southern Carolina student, Samantha Josephson, her death was caused by multiple sharp force injuries. Police say Josephson, a 21-year-old senior at South Carolina's flagship university, was kidnapped and killed early Friday after she got into a car that she mistakenly thinking it was Uber. Now, a guy by the name of Nathaniel Rowland has been arrested in the crime. Here's the thing, though. And again, not shaming the victim. I know some of you are going to take it that way. But my understanding is that Uber and Lyft actually give you the license plate number. They give you the your car make and model, description of the driver. So, if they go through all this trouble for your security, and see, I'll be accused of supporting rape culture or something ridiculous like that. See, I would tell my daughter, listen, before you get in that car, make sure it's the car they sent. Make sure the right person is the person picking you up at the license plate. I would be going through that whole list with her. And the left would accuse me of being part of the rape culture. It bothers me to no end. And what bothers me more than you can no longer, with all the social justice garbage, you can't be proactive because then you're stereotyping. Well, then call me a stereotypist or something. Now, Josephine's family said that she planned to attend law school at Drexel University in Philly. After graduating in May at Sunday's hearing, Marquis Josephson remembered her daughter as a bubbly, loving, kind, full of life. Unlike him, Roland Samantha valued human life and could never harm another soul. Now again, it goes right back to what I've been saying. Teach your kids to be careful. The world, you know, I know some of you helicopter parents or you hardcore lefties, you know, you want the world to be this wonderful little place where, you know, seriously, that what is it, the unicorns eat, what is that, they eat rainbows and poop butterflies or something like that? I mean, that's, look, I don't remember where I heard that, but it was on a cartoon, so I figured it's got to be clean enough to tell. 855. Real show, 855-732-5563. It is not that world. The proof is that another young lady lost her life to possibly, you know, torture and rape. And because she got in the wrong car. Because an animal is out there looking for somebody like her. And again, doesn't matter who she is, don't know her. Don't know if she wasn't paying attention, which probably not, because again, she had all that information right at her fingertips. But this is why it's okay to teach your kids. This is why it's okay to get on your kids, to make sure they're paying attention, to make sure they're doing what they should be doing, that they're with the people they should be with. Right? Let's see what else. Oh, real quick, because I only got time for a fast one. McDonald's April Fool joke apparently really went sideways. Poor guys, just trying to have some fun. They got himself in a pickle on Monday when attempted to an April Fool's Day joke that just did not do well with Australian customers. Fast food chain posted a video on Twitter claiming it was adding a new burger, the McPickle. Pickle lovers, it's the news you've all been waiting for. Time to tuck in a juicy flavored pickles layered with cheese, mustard, and ketchup. You couldn't get it in my throat. Anyway, they were upset when it didn't happen. Now that's funny. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. In the next hour, we're going to finish off the 2020 candidates for the Democrat Party in more ways than one. We'll be back.